Hans just decided to start carving into his arms in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go into the rain. Oh no, Stitches has gone emo.
Alright, yeah, we ready?
That's his weak spot.
Yep, ready to rock.
Self-harm. Non-suicidal self-harm tendencies.
Well, we'll see how this plays out in character.
Yep, so I'm just letting you guys know that.
Right on.
Alright, so everybody's got their shit together done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright, cool.
Also, hello, Internet.
Hello, yes. Internet.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Alright, I didn't really catch the details there.
You're good. Just go.
Okay. You're good.
Go get your wife.
I have stuff I need to talk to Taxi about, but I'll talk to it later when you get back.
All good. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I wanna recruit Taxi for my Yakuza family.
Oh, glory.
I don't know. I'm trying to play Tora up as, like, she hates what she has to do, but she has to do it because otherwise everyone's just gonna know that she's a Yakuza person. Which is, I don't know. I don't know if that's any worse at this point, but...
I love how it's energy learning everyone's secrets, and he...
You're the only one who actually, like, actively makes sensitivity tests.
Right. I'm the only one who's learning things, and I'm also the least person who is going to be doing anything about them.
I know. It's going to be great.
Also, yeah, I like... I just started reading the group me again. Interlude, like, make light of the history of the crash, and then Patrick just, could the world be any more ended?
Yeah, just,
Yeah, I mean, at least we're getting some side chatter out of this.
I think, yeah. I like, just, I love interludes, because they allow more character development.
Yeah.
I think that's what
And I'm also going to say, Ian, I was going to tell you this at the end of the game, but since we have a break and I'm probably going to forget it, Tora has a negative rep spot of snake oil salesman.
Here, I will write that down really quick.
Yeah, just write that somewhere on your character sheet.
Yeah, don't worry, that's what I got a back page for.
Yep.
Nice. I'll put that in the session tracker, okay?
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Matt, I have a question, or a favor to ask.
What up?
When you write the jobs, instead of writing the description, could you just put the job name? Because that'll help me keep track of how many jobs.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna write the name of this one out.
Because
all the titles I have for the jobs are gonna give away stuff about what the job is.
No worries.
So right. And once I'm done, I'll go through the contracts that I have and I'll change the name.
Yeah, because it helps me keep track of whether the job will expire or not,
right?
Or just how many jobs. Because people aren't going to look through the entire job list and try to figure out, okay, which job is that?
Right.
It'd just be easier because then I can write that down, or we can write that down. Yeah.
I'll be honest, Paper Jam was the second name I came up with it, because I was originally going to do You Wouldn't Steal a Car, and then I realized we made you download a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't really... That would not be good. I'm actually going to BRB for a sec, so I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, I need to go grab some snacks and I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I should actually write down how much money you guys are making.
Yeah, that would help.
I got time to do that now.
So, gotta be honest, I've never really listened to the Drunk Alley movie before.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever, it's fair. We've got a lot of episodes.
Yeah, I know I've heard of it, I just never listened to it before, I just never had the time.
College I recommend days. Starting with the Fiasco games if you want. Robert Hodgins Must Die is my favorite recording we have.
Nice.
Because that was a Fiasco game where we were actually all in the same room, and we didn't have a table, so we just fucking, like, acted it out in person.
Nice.
Yeah, so let's see. So.
Did you roll dice, or did you just act it?
Well, I mean, you don't roll dice for Fiasco. Or, well, you roll the dice at the beginning. So, like, when we were doing a scene, we'd move... In between scenes, we'd move the dice, and then depending on who was in the scene, we'd act out the scene. This is a four-leg job.
I'm more of a Dirty World kind of guy. I want to run a Dirty World game.
Hmm?
I really want to run a Dirty World game where I rolled the one roll engine system, and what I got was an illicit lover... A jealous lover, blackmail. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's a dude who's gay, who has a boyfriend. That's the 1940s, so that would be really bad.
They're a confirmed bachelor, in quotes.
Yes, confirmed bachelor, and all that kind of stuff. So I really wanted to run that game, but I had no one to play with.
Yeah, which is why I mean, that happens.
Which is why I'm glad I joined this group, because then I have somebody to play with. So I have to eventually, like, I have to write up that game and then ask people if anyone wants to play. I don't know if you'd be interested, but whatever.
I'm probably going to be involved in another game for the show again at some coming up soonish, I think.
Well, that's fair. You actually have a show and stuff.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
I haven't been in a game for the show in a bit. The last thing I was in was a Death Watch game, which hasn't been posted yet. Where we were expecting to do a bunch of missions, and then somehow we spent 10 sessions on the first mission. Because it turned out to be way more complicated than the GM was expecting. And I think we ended up we came out of it with enough requisition points that we could get a bunch of stuff. But now that Wrath and Glory's come out, I think if we continue that campaign, it's going to be in Wrath and Glory instead. Because the Fantasy Flight system, like, it was the only game in town, and it's a pretty clunky ass system. Like, we were deciding a bunch of different ways we were going to do, the character advancement stuff is fucking stupid, like, how it works. Uh-huh. Like, because you have to be a specific class in a specific chapter of Space Marine in order to get specific skills. If you don't, then, like, you have to, if you don't, then it's crazy expensive. Like, I think, as an Ultramarine, I could get fellowship for, like, 100 experience. But the guy who was our team leader, because he was a Storm Warden and because he was a specific... Because he was a Storm Warden and because he was, like, a specific class, it would have cost him 900 experience to be able to use the skill. Like, that system was, like, horseshit. We were going to change it to...
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
There was a conversion for Death Watch to Only War that we were going to use, and now Wrath and Glory is out, and Wrath and Glory seems like it... I don't know, it's worth trying. But, I'm kind of disappointed that we never got to use the really, like, fun parts of Death Watch, because the big thing is, like, not only are you, like, an elite kill team, but you're also part of, you know, a giant army spanning billions of soldiers. So as you keep getting up, as you keep building reputation, that unlocks things that you can ask, like, the guard or the navy or other people to do. So, like, at some point you can start, like, you can
get NPC army.
Yeah, you can bring in sappers to blow up structures. You can get a legion of guardsmen to come with you. You can get psykers. The navy, we actually did use two of the navy services. We got an Aquila lander and we got orbital surveillance. Because we were still initiates into the Death Watch, but once you get to Honored, like, you can call in Lance Battery Strikes.
Ooh.
Like, do you want a place to not exist anymore? Just spend, like, 80 requisition points.
Okay, boom, done.
Yeah.
That enemy fortress? Oh, it's gone now.
And then the other one, I think, is you can call in Torpedo Strikes, but the torpedoes can get shot down, which is why Lance Battery is better. If you absolutely need something dead.
Yeah, if you need something gone, try that.
And I love that there's a visual for that it's just a Space Marine walking away and looking back as this fucking giant laser beam parts the clouds and just evaporates a city. I think you have to be in visual range and, like, give them coordinates, and then the ship has a certain level in gunnery, and based on how well the ship does says how far off target it hits. Because, like, you know, it is a ship, but, like, it's in orbit. It's trying to shoot a place on the planet with, like, guns that are meant for ship-to-ship combat.
Yeah.
So you can be wildly off target.
Every game, it aimed for that target and just completely missed it, and then it's just like the radius gets to that point where it just ends before it gets the target.
Yeah. Also, you guys are currently making, so the base price before you guys made anything from the job is 61.
Okay.
So to start, like, hey, if you split it evenly, all of you are still walking away with some money from the get-go here.
Hey, do you have a PS4?
I do not.
I was about to say, because I got the cross-tag BlazBlue game, and I'm like, if you wanted to play
Oh, yeah, BD cross-tag, yeah. I think one of my friends has that. I haven't picked it up.
If you play on the PS4, I'll text you my gamer tag.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can hit me up anytime and we'll fight.
Sure. Yeah, I've stopped playing Skullgirls for a while, because I got to the point where I'm good enough that I can beat a certain number of randos, but still not good enough that I can't, like, still to the point where, like, anybody that plays that plays the game a lot can just whoop my ass without even trying. And it's this thing where, like, the skill gap is so wide that I know I'm going to have to practice for, like, another 1,000 hours in order to have a chance. And I'm just like, The thing is, like, the thing I'm realizing is the people that are good at those games are, like, the people that are good are good for the same reason that people are good at music. Like, the people that are really good at fighting games, like, really have a lot of fun playing around in the lab and, like, experimenting with combos and, like, thinking about counters and all this other stuff. And, like, I do the lab so that I can, like, fight against other people, and that's the part that I like doing.
Yeah, so that's the part that I like doing too. I do like sometimes like manipulating stuff, but I like doing it when I'm playing with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a Tekken community, and I played with the Tekken community. Whenever we'd manipulate, whenever we'd play around and figure out counters and shit, we would do that while we're still on the clock, like while we're fighting
each other.
To just, you know, be like, okay, let's figure out how this would work and this would work. And then he would show me moves and he would hit my character and show me how to do something. And then I'd practice on his character.
Yeah.
And we just do that. And then it got really annoying because then a spammer would just, like some dude who spams and is this the most annoying dude because he'd play the most broken character would pop in and then he'd be the king of the hill and we'd be fucking annoying.
Yeah. That.
And
you
can't kick those people out because they're douchebags.
Yeah. That is one of the things that I like. That's one of the things I like about Skullgirl is that there's, like, the characters are, there are different tiers of characters, but they're all close enough that every one of them can potentially beat any of the other ones.
Yeah, it's not.
Like there are some characters that are counter to characters, so you still have matchups and stuff, but, like, because that's one of the things, like, there's a bunch of characters that can spam moves like crazy, but, like, there's ways around it. Like, I know, if you want to be annoying as shit, you play Robo and you just keep spamming light beam. In fact, there are people that have figured out ways to spam out more beams per beam because Robo Fortune is the only character in the game with a double jump cancel.
Ooh!
So if you do a Tiger Knee input and do a beam. Mm-hmm. And then you do another Tiger Knee and another beam, you put out a beam, and then before you finish the first beam, you put out a second beam. And then because you did a Tiger Knee, you land, which you land cancel, and then you do it again.
Nice.
And so it's just beam, 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 beam. It's like there's no way to get in except for if you need to be able to like dash block or wave dash, or mm-hmm. if you have a character who can do a double jump and then dash, then you can get in. But like, there's no other way to get around it. Like, it's so. But the thing is, like, every character has the same way in against it. It's just dash block like 3 times, and then you get in, and you can just start like kicking your ass. But
yeah.
But that said, like I know some people complain about Robo Fortune beam spam, but it's like it's the easiest thing to do, and like it's also one of the easiest things to get around.
Yeah, I mean, that was the same thing with Kazuya's beam. Like, if he would beam you, you could block it, but you could easily move around it, and then you just charge him and then beat the shit out of him because he'd have a hard time turning. But the most annoying person was Law. Because he had this unblockable move where he'd do a long kick, and then if you block it, he could move from a long kick immediately, which is barely a window of frame, into a grab. And
oh, so he could just frame trap.
Yeah, he could just frame trap you, and it would be the most annoying thing, because you're thrown, and then you have to deal with the same thing over and over and over again. And the only way to do that is you have to block and then immediately do a grab.
Oh, do a throw tech.
And then you can start kicking his ass. But the problem is they didn't give enough seconds of pause
mm-hmm.
between his transition from a long range kick to a throw, and that's the most annoying fucking thing ever. Because for a person like me who's just not who's terrible at throw denies,
mm-hmm.
They can just spam me, and then it's not fun anymore because it's not real skill or anything. Like one of the best games I had was this tiger, was the dude who was using I forget what you call a person, I forget what they're called in the game, but this tiger
is that a king?
King, yeah, king versus Kazuya, not Kazuya, the female ninja.
I don't remember. King's the only one I remember because he was my favorite.
No, King. Thank God. It was King versus this female ninja. Mm-hmm. And I was a female ninja. That was the best game I've probably played in that entire Tekken game because it was so nail-bitingly close of just me trying to... And yeah, I spammed a few moves, but that was just because those were the only combos I knew at the time. But it was just... And it wasn't one move. It was like combos. But it was... Man, that was like one of the closest games I've ever had to fight because my heart was pounding after that because it was just like I'm trying to block and he's blocking and I'm trying to get in there and man, it was oof.
Yeah, no, that's
what I live for when fighting games come happening.
Yeah, those are always cool. Man, I'm trying to remember I'm always surprised because my main in Skullgirls is Peacock, who's the cartoon character who's like the toy box basically. And one of the first, I'm always surprised how few people can get around her, her moves, because the big thing about Peacock and the big thing that I've practiced is that the cooldown, the cooldown on all of her moves is long enough that you can't spam the same move over and over again. The thing is, she has 7 different projectile moves. So Jeez. If you cycle between 4 of them, by the time you've hit the 4th one, the first one is off cooldown.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this thing that is like, it's five moves. 3 of them are her standing hard punch, which is just a basic fireball. But the thing is, because it's a normal, you can cancel that into a special.
Ooh.
So it's standing fireball she calls in the plane. And then once the plane is gone, then it's another standing fireball, which once that comes out, I cancel it into she blows a whistle and a shadow shows up and then something falls out of the sky.
Nice.
And
so you're basically rotating between your projectiles.
Huh?
So you're basically rotating between your projectiles.
Yeah. So it's rotating between all the different projectile moves over and over again. And she's got a lot of I kind of wish that they gave her her other we found there's been some stuff found in like TCRF about moves that were cut from the game, and Peacock has only she's only got 3 supers, and you only ever really see 2 of them because she's got Argus Agony where like a giant laser beam comes out of her top hat and hits the whole screen for like I don't know, like 3,000 damage.
Sorry,
or something.
Hold on, one second.
Go ahead.
Oh. Okay.
You're cleaning up here.
Yeah, I'll clean up. Jeez. Sorry, my dad's in the kitchen.
No worries.
Yeah. It's a good thing this is Friday night, otherwise this would be really good. Yeah, sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, but she's got Argus Agony, which is she shoots a giant laser beam that spans the whole screen. And it's very, very easy to block. Basically, if you're holding back, as the super flash comes up, you'll block it. Mm-hmm. But if it hits, then it does 3,000 damage and sends your opponent full screen. And it's a level 1 super, so it only costs 1 meter, and you can get up to 5 meter in the game. So it's a move that if you catch your opponent unawares, you can hit them with it. And if they're at mid screen, it brings them back to full screen so that you can keep just zoning them out. And then her other move is Lonesome Lenny, where she reaches into hammer space and pulls out a bomb that is like twice as big as her.
Oh,
and the bomb has 6,000 health. It loses 1 health every frame, but also everybody that hits it does damage to it. When it runs out of health, it explodes and does about 5,000 damage unscaled.
Jeez.
And the thing is that Peacock's projectiles, the Peacock that dropped it, her projectiles will go through it in addition to moving it across the screen. If the other opponent hits it, they just move it back.
Nice.
And so there's 2 things you can do with this. That the main one that you usually see at the high level is that people will drop it as a shield because Lonesome Lenny will just eat projectiles and it stops a lot of moves that end after the first hit. Beowulf's this wrestler character that has a full screen super that has wall splat, but if it hits anything on the way towards him, then he hits that instead, and then it'll stop a bunch of other stuff. But the other part is that if she uses Argus Agony while Lenny is out, Argus Agony will push the Lenny full screen, and then there's a special condition in Lenny's code that even if he's out of health, he does not explode until after the end of Argus Agony.
Oh, okay.
So if you put out a Lenny and you catch your opponent and you manage to and you get a hit confirm, you can blow an Argus Agony to send your opponent and Lenny full screen. And then after Argus Agony ends, Lenny explodes and throws them them into the air. And if you really want to be, if you're at a bad position, you can teleport in and get close to them, and then they'll keep flying further across the screen and get full screen again.
Nice.
So you can take back a bunch of real estate. But and then her other one is one you don't see that much because there's better ways for her to spend meter, and it's a really hard move to do. It's called Goodfellas, where mm-hmm. she can only do it out of you can only activate it by when you're within the first 10 frames of her grab animation.
Nice.
Where her grab is, she puts her opponent in a sack and then stomps on it and kicks it across the stage. But if you do the super input and you have 3 meter, then mm-hmm. she like calls out and three other dudes show up and stomp on the bag with her.
Jeez.
And then there's also and then they jump away and then you see there's this one bomb that just keeps beating the sack with a baseball bat, and Peacock takes a giant drag off a cigar, throws it at the bomb, which then explodes.
Now that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just hard as fuck to do because Peacock is terrible in close. Like she has one reversal move. Like she's great at range. That's where she loves to be. She wants to be mid to full screen. If she's in close, she's having a bad day. That said, I have seen somebody play a rushdown Peacock, and it was weird as shit to watch.
I'll check that out.
But
she honestly sounds like you ever played Cuphead?
She is a rubber hose character, toe to tip. Like no, she even has like a her Cuphead. Her entire. Sorry, what was that?
She sounds like a boss from Cuphead.
Yeah, no, I mean she's intended to be a rubber hose like 1930s style character. Like they even in part of her backstory is that like she lost her arms and they were replaced with robot arms, and the robot arms are like conduits so she can just noodle her arms around.
Nice.
And they got giant. They have giant four fingered gloves on the end.
That's great.
But yeah, so what was the so one of the things that I'm disappointed by is that there's scraps in the animation files that show that she used to have another super where she painted a tunnel on a wall and a train came out.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, I wish that one was there.
This is why I always do. If there's a fighting game, I really appreciate when they have like supers that like if you hit the super button, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do whatever combination. This is what I prefer if there's more than one super. Like they do the same amount of damage, but they have different animation. So at least that way, or if you have to have different damage, make it like a different combination that's harder. But
yeah.
Like at least that way, it's more entertaining. This is one of the problems maybe what I have with like Injustice 2, and Mortal Kombat, because the problem is.
Well, there's not supers in that game, right? There's like.
Well, there's you, okay. There's not supers.
Because you've got special. Like, because that's a game where blocking does chip damage. Like.
Yeah, blocking the chip damage is the most annoying thing. But like the thing for me is.
Or least, I mean, blocking normals does chip damage.
Yeah, but at least like with the X-rays, there's. I don't think there's multiple X-rays, but there's just the one X-ray, and while that had to be kind of cool, you're basically seeing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah,
just would be nice if you could have like different X-rays. This is like they have different fatalities. Like if we have different fatalities, just do different X-rays.
Yeah, no, that's stuff. How do you even what controls how you can do a super in Mortal Kombat anyway? Did they add a meter or something?
Yeah, there's like a meter, and then when you get the meter up, you hit L2 and R2 at the same time.
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess that's a thing.
It has to hit because it's like one. It does an attack animation, but it's like always a different attack animation,
mm-hmm.
and so you have to like. There's one attack animation that like you have to hit an opponent while they're up in the air, and there's one where it's like it's a teleportation thing. So you have to basically it's like make sure you hit them on the first strike, otherwise it's not gonna.
Right. Yeah.
Some actually do like I think Smokes if you do his. I think if they manage to block the first, he'll teleport and he'll do a second attack.
Mm-hmm.
which then will still activate if it hits, but it's not as deadly. Because I think like the ones that will start on like the third or second hit are not as deadly if you don't get the first hit, because it adds up the damage.
Sure. Yeah. Multi-hitting supers.
Yeah, multi-hitting supers. So it's like the super isn't as damaging, but that's because you already did like three attacks. But if they can... The problem I have with... Honestly, the problem I have with Mortal Kombat 9 is just some of the framing is just a bit of an issue, and the chip damage is the most annoying thing, because you can just die blocking.
Right.
But other than that, it's a fine game. I mean, honestly, I prefer Injustice 2, but that's because I'm a fanboy, and I like me some DC fighting. But Mortal Kombat will always be like the best.
He's doing the same thing that I do, which is.
I just want to mute Ethan.
Yeah.
Hi. Everybody back.
I've never really understood.
Sorry. Yeah. TLDR. Family drama.
We understand.
Is a monster.
I've been doing this my whole life.
Grandpa's wife is. Incredibly selfish. I'll save that for heavy.
I mean, you're posting a story this Saturday, right?
Yeah. No, it's awesome. It's still scheduled.
What up?
Well, I'll make sure to let everyone know about that.
Absolutely.
I have a writing group tomorrow. But... All
right.
Yo, guys, I have a story. I actually have a finished story. I finished it. It's going up.
All right.
So exciting.
Oh, yeah. So is everybody back? Ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm ready to rock.
I'm ready to die.
All right, Ethan?
I think he said he's still going to be in a moment or two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, back in a couple of minutes.
They just got back in the house.
Oh, fair. Okay.
Yeah. So I heard Upgrade, apparently. That movie's coming out on DVD in about a week. Anybody going to get that?
Nope.
What movie horror is Upgrade?
It's not horror.
I mean, it kind of is.
What movie is Upgrade? I mean, I don't even know what that is.
It's like a cyberpunk... like it's like Venom, but science fiction.
Okay, I'll have to thriller film slash fantasy. I'll have to look at the trailer when we're done here.
Yeah, guy gets in a car wreck. Wife dies. He gets paraplegic. Finds out that it was a hit job. So the advanced AI that's installed in his spine to
I remember the trailer there. Yeah, he's in his house and he's like getting his ass kicked, and then like he's hearing a voice in his head like, "Do you want me to take over?" And then,
yeah, and there's like, yes,
yeah. It was kind of like, yeah, it's kind of a more serious American Ultra or whatever.
Okay,
I like to think it's basically discount Venom, but not as bad, because it's a good movie.
It's a dark version of Chuck.
Sure,
very dark version of Chuck.
What are you talking about?
Upgrade on DVD.
Oh yeah,
Upgrade's coming out on DVD next week.
Cool.
Okay, so all right, everybody back and ready to roll?
Yep,
I am ready to rock.
All right, about rocking. I asked specifically about rolling.
Go, hey Ben. You can't roll without some rock.
Just clap, comma. Please clap.